Okay, so, she had never been brave in that way, really, in her life ever. And she always talked to me about my bravery. And how she couldn't believe how brave I was. And that she could never be brave like me. I just kept telling her, if you can't do it by yourself, you can borrow some of mine. I can be brave for you when you can't be brave for you. So when she hit her edge, instead of asking for help, recognizing that she was depleted, that she didn't have a reservoir, she turned to the person in her life who just confirmed every fear that she had, that she was worthless and that she was not important. That her voice and her power didn't matter. And that no one cared. And I know when that cord was cut because I felt it. And it was right around a year and a half before she died. And she cut her connection, yes, to herself, but she also cut the cord of connection to me. And I couldn't feel her anymore. Which is when I started to tell my mom we had to do something. And no one was listening to me. And she couldn't hear me anymore. So I also know that right now is a very highly charged time, because the night before she died, or I should say the night before she was found, I had a panic attack around 9:30 or 10 o'clock our time, which would have been about 2:30 a.m. her time, which is what they guesstimated when she was dying. So I can say I haven't hit an edge. Obviously, this edge is a different edge than all the other edges right now in my life. But I haven't hit this kind of edge. Since the brick wall of her death. So I know that right now it's the fear of that bravery being depleted in the same way hers was. And how terrifying that is. While also recognizing that it is the only way. And I'm just so mad. I'm so mad at her. And I don't want to be mad at her, but I am. Because she talked about my bravery all the time. And couldn't see her own. And now I feel like I have to do it for me. And this is why I feel so low in confidence lately, because I just feel like, especially around now the 4-year mark, I just feel like what are you doing? Like, so easy to get stuck in that loop. So there's a lot here. And I feel her everywhere. I'm just so mad at her. Because she kept telling me how easy it was for me. So then the perception, you know, her perception was that I wasn't struggling or that it wasn't difficult for me, that I wasn't putting a lot of work in, that I hadn't, you know, been through the fire and reborn 80,000 fucking times, that I hadn't faced this edge over and over and over again and jumped off cliff after cliff after cliff up until the age of 32. I understand that for her at 37, that was the first time she had done that, and so that's terrifying. And also, she's not the person, she's not the last, you know? She's not alone in that, and that's the whole fucking thing, is that everyone hits that edge at some point in their life at all different stages and ages and places and spaces, and none of it's easy. And so I'm just so angry that she would, when I talked to her about all of those times I would hit that edge. Her response specifically had to do with how I looked. That I was thin and beautiful and couldn't understand. And that my struggles weren't like her struggles, which I wasn't saying that they were the same, but she couldn't understand why someone thin and beautiful and seemingly who had everything, especially a man who loves her and accepts her, why I could still be unsettled or not, you know, satisfied or wanting more. Like, how dare I, right? So, that's all here. I know you're breathing with me. Thank you, and I love you.